I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. Even if you haven't been watching the Olympics, and seriously, come on, you've probably heard a bit about what's been happening on the ice in Pyeongchang. The Russian teenage face-off, the U.S. women's hockey team's gold medal, Canadian Scott Moyer and Tessa Virtue's gold medals, and oh, so romantic, it's viral ice dancing. But in between events, there's another high-pressure job in the rink, and it's the subject of the next chapter in our occasional series, How to Be a Blank. This time, how to be a professional Zamboni driver.
My name is Ryan Hevern. I am an ice technician at the Schwann Super Rink in Blaine, Minnesota. I'm at the Lakai Sandpine Resort in Gangwon, South Korea, at the Coastal Cluster for the Olympics. I spent most of my time at the Gangwon Hockey Center, which is Hockey 1. You know, it's very intimidating driving a giant ice machine around on slippery ice. So you kind of develop a sixth sense to where the machine is, because, you know, you're sitting in the back of the machine rather than in the front. Shave, wash, and flood. Those are the three principles for making good ice. So you shave it with the blade. It's kind of like a printer's blade for cutting stacks of newspaper. It's very, very sharp. So that shaves the top part of the ice, and then you have wash. So there's these two jets of water that spray down onto the ice and kind of mix around on top of the ice, and then it gets retrieved with a pump system. So it pulls all the dirt and grime and the extra snow in the skate cracks. And then you have flood, which is basically a layer of hot water that's applied with a towel, and that's the water you see coming out of the back of the machine. A lot of it's about timing. I'd say it took me about 2-3 years to get really good at driving. And luckily at the Schwann Super Rink, we do a lot of ice there. We have 8 rinks. And there's tournaments going all the time. And you work long hours. You get good pretty quick working there. Good ice, you can't really know exactly what good ice sounds like until you just know what good ice sounds like. I'll say it's like a crisp. You know, you watch someone come in and skate. You see the powder go up into the air. If there's powder floating into the air, you know your ice is cold and it's good. If they're skating around and it kind of sounds like they're stepping on slush, then you know it's not very good. You kind of just develop an ear and just a feeling for it. And then you talk to the players, you ask them what they thought of it. A lot of it is just, it's a slowly developed skill over time. Teamwork is everything. You've got to make sure you're on the same page. When you got two machines on the ice, you both got to be doing relatively the same thing. You know, if one person's not shaving and the other person's shaving more, the ice is going to be, you know, it won't be uniform across. And that's what you're looking for, is you're looking for consistency. I actually did not skate or play hockey growing up. I can skate. You probably don't want to see me on skates. But it was kind of just a family thing. My dad took care of an arena when I was young, and you know, he moved over to work at the Schwann Super Rink, and yeah, when I turned 18, that's just kind of how it went, and I haven't looked back, and it's just been the time of my life, and now I'm at the Olympics. He's very proud of me. He taught me how to drive Zamboni on the Rink 6, which is actually the USA Women's National Team home rink, and I actually lost my voice screaming so loud because of the gold medal that they won. That was probably one of the best moments of my life, was to stand there and watch it actually happen with my own eyes. That was unreal. And to be with a couple of the guys that I work with from Minnesota too, and to experience that with them, is one of the best moments of my life, and I will never forget it.
That was Ryan Hevern, who joined us from Pyeongchang to talk Zamboni. That piece was produced by Eliza Mills. Do you have a dream job you want to learn about? Let us know. Get in touch on Facebook or email us. We're weekend@marketplace.org.